You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Voters in New York's 22nd Congressional District have a pretty clear choice between two candidates who disagree on many major issues. The district covers Oswego to Utica to Binghamton with diverse populations and interests. WAER's Chris Bolt caught up with the candidates on the campaign trail.
And whether you like the president or not, the next 2 year impeachment is not going to be productive.
Incumbent Claudia Tenney spoke to seniors in New Hartford.
Seeing your unemployment going up, your Social Security and your Medicare are going to be in jeopardy.
Her campaign is pointing out problems she says would arise if Democrat Anthony Brindisi wins the seat and if the Democrats take over the House. Tenney says that's what happened with Obamacare, which she calls a dismal failure.
We've given huge subsidies to able-bodied people who can work, over senior citizens, and to the detriment of people with special needs. So we've compromised with good parts of the public health care system.
She'd roll back support for expanded Medicare, instead focusing more on seniors. Tenney co-sponsored the American Health Act to keep premiums down while mandating coverage of pre-existing conditions. Brindisi says he's finding support for Obamacare as he campaigns.
People will say, we don't think it's perfect, but the solution is not scrapping it and kicking millions of people off of their health insurance. The solution is fixing the problems that exist out there, stopping the attacks that are coming from the administration, and then working to make sure that we're expanding and making affordable health care for everybody.
He also reassured seniors, telling them that ads saying he'd cut programs are wrong.
Security and Medicare need to be protected and preserved for this generation and future generations. We need to make sure that millionaires and billionaires are paying their fair share into Social Security.
Yet, Tenney paints a different picture from what she's hearing.
They're concerned about all the progress that we've made in the 2 years with the president leading. They're worried about open borders. They're worried about Medicare and Social Security being threatened. And they should be, because the Democrats will take our Social Security and Medicare away.
We'll find out Tuesday how the voters see the clear conservative progressive divide. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.